It's Sunday, the 8th of June, 4:30 a.m. Been out of bed since 3:45 a.m. Had my porridge, had a shower, had a coffee. Backpacks packed with the flasks and the bacon sannies. Mary's drying her hair. We'll be heading off very soon to the cab route down the Clyde Valley. And events will catch up on us later on today, because not only is this an early rise, but we went to bed last night at 9:30. I went off into a sound sleep till 11:30, when someone in the neighbourhood decided to have a very large firework display. Illegal one, of course, because there is a formal one, a gala day, but that's usually held at 10, finished by 10:30, and that's for basically people and children to be able to get to sleep. So there's always the odd illegal one, if you like to call it illegal. People are having fun, but to me, totally inconsiderate of the whole neighbourhood. In fact, it was so loud last night that inconsiderate for the whole town. So that went on for well over 40 minutes. And then it was a struggle to get back to sleep. And then we were up at 4:45. So I was a bit shattered. And another thing that happened last night was that burning sensation in my outside edge of my left foot came back last night in bed. I've noticed it niggling a wee bit now and again, but nothing like the last time in the caravan, when it was really bad, along with my restless legs. Well, I haven't had restless legs, so that's great news for me. But that burning sensation was really bad last night. I need to have a look at that. I'll get the dog to have a look at me. But anyway, this morning, I'm talking very quietly because I consider it of my neighbours, my direct neighbours, who will be sleeping. Although I'm far enough away for them not to hear me, but just my way. It's a beautiful clear morning, but I think it's the change. No, I'm pretty sure it's the change, so hopefully we'll get some, maybe 4 hours, 5 hours down at the Clyde Valley car boot. Mary wanted to squeeze one more in before we go off on the holiday. Well, there you go. So that's what we're doing. I'm not so sure I'm so keen on it this morning, but I'm up now and I'll be fine. But the temperature dropped during the night, certainly. Clear skies above me, and the sun is just rising directly in the east over the Bathgate Hills. Should be a nice morning, at least. So, the backpack's packed, and I've got to do now is wait for Mary drying her hair, and we'll get off as quick as we can. So, other than that, I'm feeling fine. As I said, the tiredness will catch up later on when we get home today. Let's hope we're not home too early. The past couple of days have been a bit of a blur, to be honest, and we didn't get home from that first communion outing, as it were, yesterday, till late in the evening. Didn't expect that to happen. We expected to be home, but, well, it just became such a wonderful gathering that we hung on, as it were. So, Friday and Saturday kind of wiped out audio-wise for me, not even getting a chance to listen. But I'll catch up. I need to catch up on my audio for audio more. So I'll speak again soon. I really must go now. Well, it's now 8 a.m. on Sunday, down at the car boot sale at the Overton Farm near Crossford in the Clyde Valley. And as I said earlier, it was a beautiful morning, and I can't believe it how beautiful it is just now. Loads of big white puffy clouds, but more blue sky than cloud, and it's been absolutely beautiful this morning. It's pretty warm, to be honest, and you only feel the difference is when the clouds shade the sun from you, and then you can feel it getting a wee bit cooler, but as soon as it comes back out, which it is just now, it's absolutely glorious. I have to say again, though, that this car boot is maybe through weather, historically, and especially in the past 2 or 3 years, that it's fading, as it were. I used to get about 300 cars in here on a good Sunday. People queuing up to wait on someone leaving, even if they weren't leaving till about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. They would just be so desperate to get in and get a space. And now I'm looking here. More cars than the last time. I'd say maybe about 35. Yeah, 35, 40 max. Definitely max. And even the bit I'm standing in just now, just the spot I'm standing in, just this would mean all cars as well along this wee grassy bank. But anyway, that's, as I said, it's due to weather. The weather's discourage so many people. Forecasts are not great, but not very great. Even this morning, the forecast for today is for the rain to hit this place about 11 or 12. We'll wait and see what happens. Just now, you wouldn't believe it, but there's a stiff wind getting up, so it may well be that this is a change coming along, but just now you wouldn't think so. It's gorgeous. We've had our bacon sannies, we've had our tea, and we've shared I'm calling them German biscuits, some people call them Empire biscuits. You know those shortcake ones with jam in the middle, circular, and icing and a jib-jib on top. So we shared one of those. I have another one to share later on. But I've come to, but to be honest, I've got that kind of tiredness behind my eyes, and I'm sure Mary has got a wee bit of conjunctivitis this morning through that lack of sleep. But there you go, we'll hit the sack when we do get home eventually for an hour or two. See how it goes. Someone just deciding to come in the wrong way whatsoever. No, sir, if you're buying, you don't park here. This is the seller's department. But since you've got your big Jag and you're showing off, you just really want to drive in there and show everyone what you've got, don't you? Yes, too. You're just driving right through the park. Look at me. Anyway, so Mary's, she's been doing pretty well, to be honest with you. I'm not sure that she'll make what she made here the last time in about 4.5 hours. But she's happy enough, so that's good. If this stays up, it'll be lovely. There's not a lot else I can tell you, not a lot else I can say. It's just a ramble, to be honest with you. Car boot ramble. One thing that's been in my mind so much, and I may have said that earlier on this morning, is the fact that I've not had the time, and to be honest, I wouldn't say not the motivation, but for ideas for Audiomo, I've been listening to so much wonderful audio from my friends and audio. So much wonderful stuff, and I just look at myself and think, what have I been doing? And God, nothing really. Nothing. I don't know whether it's because I'm only going to see it halfway through, you know, because I'm going on holiday next Saturday for 2 weeks, so that'll be gone. I won't be able to listen to any, I won't be able to record any. Well, I suppose if I take my device, I could maybe record something over there, but you know what I mean? I don't know what it is, but it's not just for audio mode, it's just in general. I don't seem to. I think it's kind of. And we've all hit this, I suppose, a bit of a writer's block. Paul and Manny will know all about that. In my case, it's. And Mr. Jagger's decided he's shown enough people his lovely Jagger. Mr. Cool with his shades and his skip hat. And he's just decided to go back out again. He'll drive along to the next garden centre and have a wee cruise around there and show off his new car. Childish things, but I think I did things like that in my youth too. Anyway, what a bloody ramble. As I said, I don't know what it is, but I just can't think about anything really interesting. Maybe something will come along. We'll see. Anyway, I may update this later on, see how I feel. Well, thanks for listening anyway, if you've listened this far. If you haven't, you won't hear me thanking you. Just spotted a ladybird. It's a seven spot. That's nice to see. Oh, by the way, for those that might be interested, shock horror. Two dead foxes on the road this morning when I was down. One looked a fairly big one, and then quite a good distance on down the road, it looked like a young female lying dead. And that's a rare occasion to see that all on one particular bit of road. Two dead. They weren't together. They were quite a few miles apart. But to see that at the one time in the one drive, as it were, it's quite uncommon. That's a damn shame. I hate to see those. And the brocks, the badgers, being killed on the roads as well. Anyway, so that's it. Speak again soon, maybe.
You should be alright with us, Matt. You've got a pretty face and a really smelly face. I mean, you don't see much of him. You do a lot more of you. Really? See you later.
Bye, thank you.